Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hands up, Republic Bank. Hands up, moving as one. Yeah.
You can get moving to the RBL CPL final in Barbados when you use select Republic Bank products. To get on the road to the final, use Republic On Board, Republic Online, Republic Mobile, Point of Sale, or get an SME loan to advance your journey. You can also win one of three amazing trips across the Caribbean monthly to view RBL CPL matches. Plus, there'll be RBL CPL merch and match tickets up for grabs every month. We're moving as one. For more ways to win, visit RepublicGuyana.com. Republic Bank, title sponsor and official bank of the Republic Bank Caribbean Premier League.
Moving as one, yeah.
Two. Big two in the afternoon. Big two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. With Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air-over-water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA-listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Morondoy, Sergeant Murray drilled Jonathan about Eva's disappearance while other officers searched his house. When they left empty-handed, Eva emerged from hiding, celebrating with Jonathan that their deception had worked and planning to remain missing for a few more days before returning home with a false story. Meanwhile, Pepper told Mala that she suspected Jonathan knew Eva's whereabouts, then confessed her growing mistrust of Simon after his secret DNA test and Joy's visit. Unsure whether she wanted to remain married, Pepper admitted that she still wanted her family, while Mala urged counseling, prayer, and reconciliation for Caleb's sake. Later, Eva considered moving in with Jonathan, but insisted that marriage and children must wait until after university. As we return to Morondoy, what sort of surprise awaits Kavita and Sharona at their boutique?
Daddy, me and Sharona gonna reach our boutique just now. We interviewing for the sales girl position today.
Alright, Kavita. Call me back when I get some time.
Alright, Daddy.
How many people are we interviewing today?
Just about five.
I hope we find somebody good. Guyana changes so much, you know. Everywhere you go, Cubans and Venezuelans are working.
Yep, people are coming here for betterment.
But Guyanese still migrating.
Yep.
I really think we should make Spanish our second language.
You mean third?
Third?
In Guyana, we speak English and Creolese.
Oh, yes.
Good. So the children can teach their parents.
I think it's compulsory in schools nowadays.
Alright, we're here.
Wait!
What?
Somebody spray paint the wall!
Oh no! No, 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 no!
Kavita, calm down! Are we already saying, girl?
Daddy, somebody vandalized our boutique!
What?
Yes, they spray paint a set of slurs all over!
Alright. We gonna come down there right now.
Who would do something like this?
Sharona, I'm calling mommy. Mommy?
Capita, what happened?
Somebody vandalized the boutique.
What? Y'all get robbed?
Not robbed. They spray paint a set of nasty things all over.
Oh my goodness. Capita, you okay?
Please come. I already called Daddy.
Our baby, I'm coming.
Information, education, and entertainment.
Creto, where you been this morning?
I had to go and get a little fresh air, John. Since the accident, I just lock up my name in the house all the time. I couldn't take it anymore.
I'm glad you're able to move around, though.
Yeah. This afternoon, I'm going to try and go out and buy me lotto and 2 scratch. If you don't have a ticket, you don't have a chance.
Which reminds me, I got to buy 2 tickets myself. Because if I win the lotto, it would change me life.
Me and you life.
Coretta, seeing that you're catching back yourself, you know, maybe I don't need to come over here every day.
Oh, John, I ain't back to 100%.
But at least you're walking good.
So what? You ain't think I still feeling pain?
When last you talked to the police?
The one Sergeant Murray called for tell me that they still ain't got no leads as to who knocked me down.
That's strange, eh? For the second time somebody get knocked down in this village until now, they can't find his who?
It makes Zena run and left the country. I wish I could have go too.
It's dangerous because once the person's still out there, nobody ain't safe.
We must have got a serial killer in Marundoy.
Thank God nobody ain't there.
But what about the decomposed body they find in the next village?
The cell was a sex worker.
So that means they ain't gonna look for who killed she?
I don't think that's what it mean.
Me ain't hearing nothing about the case.
I sure the police doing the job.
The same person who knocked me and Zena down could be the same person that killed that girl.
Main thing, but though.
John, I don't think I want to be alone. They didn't finish the job the first time. Who's to say they won't come back and finish it? You need to move back here with me.
Coretta, I am not moving him back with you.
We still married?
Yeah, but I filing for a divorce.
I don't deserve that. You come to Marundoy and I take you and make you something.
So that mean I must stay in a miserable marriage with you? After all the things you do to me and other people?
People don't like me because I just talk the truth.
You need to think about your actions, Coretta. It's serious that somebody knock you down.
Kavita father got the money to pay people to do his dirty work.
What?
I get knocked down right in front of that boutique.
Yes, after you done harass them young women.
The truth is harassment?
Coretta, I really thought this accident would humble you and make you think about your actions moving forward. But no.
I don't know what I do wrong.
You spread rumors about them 2 young women. That is not true.
They could tell you anything.
Look, you know what? I go in.
So you gonna left me here for the serial killer come and get me?
Goodbye, Coretta.
All right, Kavita. We can paint over the place and fix them up.
What kind of sick person would do this?
You see the kind of insults they spray painted?
Anti-LGBT insults. And I know exactly who was the cause of this.
People really got some time on their hands for doing nonsense.
Yeah, I think Coretta involved.
Of course.
She is the only one who has been spreading rumors about me and Sharona. Knowing how intolerant some people are in this country.
This is exactly what she wanted. That woman is so evil. She doesn't want to see me do good. Just because I didn't do what she wanted.
We were supposed to be interviewing some people for the sales girl position today.
Alright, give me the numbers and I will call them and postpone.
Give mommy the notebook with the numbers, Sharona.
Here, Miss Molly.
Thanks, I can go outside and call them.
Me think me gonna call the police.
We need to check the cameras.
How you do that? And me gonna go call the police.
Alright, Daddy.
I'm shaking.
This is so messed up.
I know it's Coretta behind this. And when we find out, I want the police to lock her up.
Let's check the cameras.
Did you catch anything from them camera?
The person was wearing all black.
And the mask.
So wait, whoever it is, they really planned this thing, man?
Yep. All because of hate.
Will I tell you, yeah? Anyway, Sergeant Murray say Yanni, where you coming?
The person on the video look like it could be Coretta though.
Well, they seem a bit taller and slimmer.
Even if she didn't do it herself, she sent somebody to do it.
To get somebody to come and vandalize the store? That is just wickedness.
Well, we can't say no. Because of all these things this woman has been said, somebody else could have taken upon themselves and come and do this.
But no matter what angle you look at it from, it's because of Coretta spreading anti-LGBT hate that this happened. Me and Kavita are just friends, and she continues to spread rumors that we're in a relationship.
Just big and miserable.
All right. Are we gonna get to the bottom of them? Whoever do this, we gonna make sure the police find them.
A story worth telling. A journey filled with dreams, dedication.
Hey, Sharona, how was your day?
Not good, Mr. Josh.
What happened?
Somebody vandalized my boutique.
What?
Yeah. They spray painted a set of anti-LGBT insults all over the outside.
Oh, gosh. Sharona, I'm sorry.
Coretta is the cause of all of this.
What time this thing happened?
Like early in the morning, according to what we see on the camera. The place was still dark.
So you couldn't make out the person?
No. They dressed in all black, plus covered a face. So they knew exactly what they were doing.
Wow.
But I still blame Coretta. She probably sent somebody to do it.
It looked like Ishido?
I don't put anything past that woman. You know how much she hates me.
Look, let me call she now.
All right. I go in and take a shower.
Okay.
Me loving husband.
Coretta, where you been early this morning?
I don't tell you, been for a walk.
You passed by them girls' boutique?
What reason me had for passing? It's right in front there getting knocked down.
Somebody vandalized them girls' place by spray painting gay insults upon the building.
Oh, so what have that to do with me?
You ain't had nothing to do with it?
John, you ain't passed me. May I remind you that I'm recovering from an accident?
Just asking.
Who you think I am, man? I would take me half a self to go and spray whatever upon their building. Must be one of the other lesbian friends do it.
Ah, here we go again.
Leave me out of that nonsense.
Look, at the end of the day, you got to take somebody blame because it's you start the rumors.
John, you have a miserable night. Cry.
Coretta.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
With 70% ethyl alcohol, Mighty Foam Hand Sanitizer eliminates 99.99% of all germs and even moisturizes in the process, leaving your skin clean and hydrated. Mighty Foam Hand Sanitizer. How do you stay clean?